Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated as we pray? Amen. Trust in your mompai. Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you for today. We are so grateful to you that we are still living in the land of the living. We have come here to worship you because you are our God. Lord, it is time that we are about to listen to your word. I pray that you use me just as an instrument to speak to your people. Lord God Almighty, speak to your people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take authority over all demons, all evil spirits that might be here, and I pray that they be silenced as the word of God is coming. Lord, we thank you. Speak to your people in Jesus' name. Amen. People of God, how are you doing this morning? We thank God that you have been able to come to worship the Lord. Today is Trinity Sunday, and we have our theme, Grace, Love, and Fellowship. Today is Trinity Sunday. But the doctrine of Trinity has been central in our Christian faith throughout the years. Trinity has come under attack. Even now, some still believe, or some still do not believe, the doctrine of Trinity. Well, it is not an easy thing to talk about using human minds. It is no doubt that somebody said years ago that you try to understand Trinity and you lose your mind. If you don't try to understand Trinity, you lose your soul. When Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he ended with the blessing, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. People of God, when Paul mentioned that the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be unto you all, he made mention of Trinity. He made us know that God is a triune God. God is a three-in-one God. And I'm saying that this doctrine of Trinity is very, very, very difficult to understand. So there is a writer who said that if you try to understand Trinity with human mind, you lose your mind. And if you don't try to understand Trinity too, you lose your soul. So which of these two would you want? To lose your mind or to lose your soul? You see, sometimes when you read the Bible and you say Jesus Christ is God, then some people will also ask you, if Jesus is God, then why did Jesus say, I'm going to the Father? And if Jesus is God, why did Jesus pray to the Father? So the doctrine of Trinity is really something that is very, very, very difficult for people to understand. And those who want it easy, to cut matters short, they don't want to even believe that God is a triune God. And often when you read Jesus Christ, the American said, Onyame ba sakro no. Ebra, Paul, Oni korinto asafo ekasawie no, Oshira wom. Na asamu waka yane say, Jesus Christ na dom. Onyanko poni do. Ene hon kronkroma yonko fano. Enka mungina. Sa asemu waka yane miyehu se, Onyame ye miyensan obo mu bako. Na nyame a oyɛ miɛnsa a obɔ mu baako no soso no asete no ɛden Some person will do any part drink at Yasia. I'm here, I know I'll go crazy. And as I want to say, so now we have some at to see. Because these things we see from Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. We see all the Trinity at work. We see the Bible say that in the beginning, God, that is one. And then when you continue in 2, and the Spirit of God was hovering. And then when you continue, you see, and the God spoke, and the word became flesh. So when we come to John 1:1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And when you go to 1:14, he says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so you can see from the beginning of the Bible that God is a triune God. God is three in one. And sometimes, yeah, and I said, Obi no more, maybe I saw from Pen for the Birukra, Ubonzo Mokasa, Nyameja, Nyameoba, Onyamehon, Kron Kron. When you say this, it means that one we call it is an error, and we call it tritheism. That means you are talking about three different gods. And so, if you are a scholar, if you are a learned person, if you are a preacher, and you are a theologian, how people call themselves, as soon as you stand at a place and you say, Nyameja, Nyameoba, Nyamehon Kron Kron, then the correct theologians, who say, Akwawe, Onka, the Bible school, no, Koheno. But the writing is Onyameja, Oba, and a what? Hong Kong is three in what? One. God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You see, it's three in one. It's the Chichem. So, what is Chempa now by Abosons? Not by Tratism. Unyamemi and San Juan Seminary. But our God, He is three in one. This morning, our team says grace, love, and fellowship. So when we talk about grace, when we talk about grace, what are we talking of? Grace is a gift that we do not deserve. Growth is a gift which we do not deserve. You see, as human beings, as we know, from our history, we became enemies of God. God created us. He gave us everything that we are supposed to have. He gave us the order to take dominion of everything that He has created. But from our history, we know that we were unable to follow the instructions that God gave to us. So in the end, we became enemies of God. And so God had no job to redeem us. But without any effort of ours, as we know, God sent His only Son to come so that we shall be reconciled to Him. So grace is just a favor that God has given to us. We do not work anything to earn the grace of God. The Bible says it is by grace that you have been saved. It is not by works so that anyone will boast. Adofonomo onyame adom odo ene nhiamudie eho asem na ye ka no pay. Na the mechanic says se ye ka onyame adom a e biibia ya nye ho adwuma bia na onyame ode a chaye nkwa. If you say, so we need more about Kosamoa. Now, so we need pa. When we say, you better than you, oh, Yamene Tamfu. Now, when Yamen, I'm not domo so. Ah, yan, you may be a, and oh, dear domino, and dear domo yang. But this grace that we are talking of, some people are also taking advantage of grace to do what they are not supposed to do. He will do everything that he wants to do in life. And if you ask him, so one day will you be going to heaven? He says, oh, by the grace of God. You see, grace, no, I don't know, nyamedia man. Ebi nimu take advantage of the grace, no. Eti obaye di obaye o wi asigi na bi. Bibi o nyamese me yenye bia obaye bi. Na se obi sa ne se. Nti se da kro. O nyameto nsa fra wa. Osoro ahema me ubeko bi. Se na obeka. Oh, nyame adum ni nti. But we should not take grace as a means to do what God doesn't want us to do. You see, we were God's enemies, but by his grace, we were reconciled back to God through Jesus Christ. And this is what we call grace. The gospel of God, or the good news, was given to us by grace, so that we know the gospel and live our lives accordingly. In Christendom, Christ himself is the embodiment of grace and truth. So we share onyamia sema Jesus Christ onankasa no oyadum ete yadum no eno diadum yen na dum ni nti ena ma mene wo yeda so ti asese a Christofo because we did not deserve anything. And then we also talk about the love of God. You see, when we talk of love, we talk of emotion and an action performed by someone concerned for the well-being of another person, or deep caring for the existence of another. Say, yeah, can we do that? Well, another year we call different agape. Emma ne yonko na sa wo sa ade no ewo mu a sa odo no wo mu a ebibia wo pese ade papa bi nko na emra onipa na wo sa atenka no emma no no so bibi bone ko nipa ko no so a na ye wo ya ebise wo odo edima sa onipa no eti enei ye hu se it is by love that God loved us. That is why he gave Jesus Christ to us as our Redeemer, as somebody who should reconcile us back to himself. Because John 3:16 says that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, but whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. People of God, do we have love? Do we love ourselves? You see, there were this couple who said they loved themselves. They had affection for each other. Came to my, so they got married. And one day, they came to my office and they said, Lord God, we want to divorce. I said, are you guys not the ones who said you love yourselves? And then you said, till death do us part. Do you know what the lady said? The lady said, Osofo, you now can't be doing what you. You said, say this after me. And I said it after you. So, whatever she said, she was saying what I'm saying. And not that she's saying it out of love. You may be brave, sir. Say, you're bad, sorry. You're pressing a demonstrative movie who said, you're dead already. But, as NBC, on in the current term, now on in the year in term, I wonder who says, don't I work out? Is it true? Sometimes, Some people who love themselves and have become lovers, they come to me that they are going to divorce. And I ask them, if you divorce, you know, our church, we may not allow you to take certain assignments or certain positions. And the people will say, yes. Yes. So, by the way, is it love? When we come to church, we have to, God says we should demonstrate love. We should be like Him. Everybody should know that we love ourselves. In this way, the outsiders will know that we are disciples of God. But even among those of us who are here, do we love God? Do we love ourselves? I know there are some people, when they see that another person is coming, so that they may not greet that person, they will take a different direction. Meanwhile, it's here in the church. Some people, they are here in the church and they don't talk to each other. If because of something that the church will do to you, you refuse to come to church and you stay at home, that means that you were not, in actual fact, it's not because you love God, but you love people. I don't know anybody here, Saudo Hutu Nipaswa. Anybody here, never be brave, yet. That's why the scripture says that, and no man can ya, or then a home, a better Nipaso. Because anybody do, remember. You do not expect to be a minister of a church and everybody will love you. One thing that I missed when my mother died was that every morning, 5 a.m., my mother is an illiterate. She has never been to class one. She doesn't know anything. And the phone they kita no kran ye the green bia market bibi so a principal e be frequency, and all the time I try to put credit on her phone, and my mother will call me every morning and say, Kwesi, let us pray, let me pray for you, because the calling that God has called you, you are dealing with three groups of people, and these three, number one, they are those Kwesi. And we are for one more. Like I said, we are two thirds majority. And you can't get better than this. Hallelujah. Some people are Presbyterians. And whoever becomes a sophomore, they will come to church. But there are some who, no matter what you do, they will never, never love you. People of God, love, when we talk of love, love covers every offense. In fact, so do bia. If so bia is covered. And so if you are in a relationship that whenever anything happens, the person will refer to something that you did previously, then that love is what? Marafu bisi questionable. Is it questionable or questionable? Okay. She ya wo obi o ha o so odo wo hu. Na odo na odo no. Odo mu ye bibia bo. Asem bia banne. Ya ka asem no. Se ya ka asem ni wi a na nkato atwa. Se ni wan ba, e se ni wan ne ho asem. E na ye ka. Ba se o hu se ni asem ba. Now, when the Pakunukofa, oh, that's a sana nano. That word sananan and baba, like I said, that particular love is what? Very good. Hallelujah. God wants us to love ourselves. Onyame pese ye duto ye ho ye ho. And when we love ourselves, then the whole world will know that we are the disciples of God. You see, God's love for us, according to Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23, God's love for us is not static. Madam Fubina calls static. What is static? Bibia ejinaho, no change. But God's love is what? Dynamic. It changes. And so if somebody says he loves you, and that love is static, then it is not the love of God. Because according to Lamentations chapter 3, 22, the love of God is renewed what? Every morning. And opabia when you do odoye no, esa eye fofro. And so we can associate with God and know that God loves us. And no matter what we do, no matter what we do, God's love for us is so much. The Lamentations is 22 and 23. And what I wanted is the 23 column. No? The love that God's for you, they are new every what? Morning. Whatever you did yesterday, when you pray to God and you confess, God will forgive you and renew that love so that his love for you becomes fresh. And when we talk about fellowship, we are talking about fellowship. Fellowship, we mean a company of people that share the same interest or aim. We are Presbyterians, and so we have come here to worship our God. We have come here to fellowship with one another. This is what we call fellowship. And fellowship with God is only possible through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so if we are able to fellowship with Christ, then we shall be able to fellowship with one another. And whatever we do, we will do it in such a way that everybody will know that we are one. That is why Paul said, you see, this body, we have the hand, we have the head, the eye, the nose, but it's all one body, which is Kwasi Usu. You see? And so one day, if the leg will say, I'm not part of the body, so I'm not functioning, what will happen? Okay, then one day, the hand will also say, okay, I'm not part of the body, so I'm also not functioning. What will happen? And then one day, the eye says, okay, I'm also not part of the body, so I won't see. Again, what will happen? So you see, the eye, the nose, everything, they all work together in unity. That is how the body of Christ is supposed to be. We are different individuals, but when we come here, we are to be here with a same goal, a same aim, to worship our Lord. Okay, so the Bible says, if we say that we love God and we hate our brothers, who are we? Onyankopona unhunu no oso odono. But when you are not to see so no, that's a one don't know. Like I said, don't know how do you know? And you know, crap. It's a lie. We profess to be like that, but it is not so. We are supposed to have the Spirit of God in us. And if the Spirit of God is in us, it is this Spirit that will prepare us to be able to love one another, to be able to fellowship together. One day I was reading the Bible and I came to a portion which says that Those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And I was like, huh? Those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. It means that if you are not led by the Spirit, you are not the son of God. So I sat down and I said, okay, then this is the thing. All of us are God's creation. But those who are led by the Spirit to do what God wants, they are the sons of God. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to ask you, in everything that you do as a Christian, in all your doings as a Christian, are you led by the Lord? Please, can you project for me 1 John 1:6-7. 1 John 1:6-7. First, you see, those who come to Bible studies, they will know that initially the Bible was not divided into chapters and whatever. But there are some people who did all this, but they have done a good job for us. So let us all read this. So if we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we do what? And the truth, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as Jesus Christ is light, then we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, will purify us from all sins. Hallelujah. So to be very good Christians, we are supposed to have good fellowship with one another. We are supposed to walk in the light, and we are supposed to be lovers of each other. Then in that way, everybody will know that we are the sons of God, and God can forgive us everything that we are supposed to be forgiven. So, in Romans chapter 8, verse 9, the Bible says, "But you are not in the flesh, but in spirit. Indeed, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of God, then he does not belong to Christ. He is not for Christ." So we need onyame honhom no ti umu. Na se no ti untimi nye enema honhom se no onyame pe. Na eduru ba bia na wa yo ho se we Christo ni. Eduru de favor ho de a na wa twe ho no honhom no ko. Na fe de de wa pese wo ya onyame se. Onyame se onye ne de a. Now a time is coming. He will come. Or be funny dear. It's if you are not his, or be foul, and I won't foul. I want to ask this question as I bring today's message to an end, because we are going to do a lot of things. Why do we come to church? I didn't think about sorry. Why do we come to church? Okay, people are saying, "I'm here to fellowship with one another." Is it just to fellowship with one another and just that? You see, we come to church because we know that Jesus Christ, he is our Lord. And he created us for the purpose of worshiping him. And so we do not come to church because we want God to do certain things for us. That's why he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." And what? Bible ni de munim, because me kapa de mo de so so ni correct. But as to whether mo ye ho adwuma na mo ye ho adwuma no, I know there, I don't know. You see, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now we are rather seeking all these things first before the kingdom of God. I'm coming to church because when I come to church, when I'm sick, then God will do what? Heal me. I'm coming to church so that the witches in my hometown, they will not be able to what? Attack me. When the witches are coming, the Lord Almighty, all these things are benefits. But these are not the reasons why we come to church. I'm coming to church so that I will be able to get a husband. I'm coming to church so that I will get the fruit of the womb. I'm coming to church. You see, people come to church because of what they will get. But that is not the reason why we come to church. We come to church because Jesus is our Lord and we are supposed to worship him. Whether he does what is good for us or not good for us, we should still worship him. Adolfo Nomo, eto de bia, onyamiti miye bibi ewo onipe bia brabom. At the time na, onyame aye saadi eno. Na tu onipakono, oko haomu, oko amaniemu, he will not be happy. But in the end, Obengu said what God did was good. And I always give you the example of Paul. Why did Paul write the book of Ephesians? Why did Paul write that? Or the Colossians or the epistles? Most of them, they were written in an answer to a question that was sent to Paul. And Paul, this is something a question I had come up Paul. It is under normal circumstances, you know. I think Paul Baho no be jina hose ni migina ho as well. Na Paul I can't chira om say. If it is say na nyasa na na ti o. Na ma so odi nti. Na Moses can say. Ya munya ni sa. Na me dey debate me a. Anka de beka say mo bi anware. Na so so esa ne din ni nti. Na me kan say. Obi anya ne yire ba ko. Na onya ware no pe so a. Wa ye den. Wa lock. Anka Paul be begin how be cast say we a chere no. But you know what happened? Time where this our question ne come a Paul no. Ne a chere Paul no the prison. Me pam to prison da e de. At the time now, Paul the prison, is it a good thing to be in prison? No. But Paul was in prison. And because he was in prison and he couldn't go, what did he do? So he wrote. And at the old road to, you know. And on the Abadana Babu, I mean, okay. And when you for Paul and two prisons at that time, and what you call how could the answer come on directly? And come and know, and the Bible, we and Kayenya. All that I want to say is that sometimes when I meet me, the idea be a and your papa, a boat, the baby so. Set by ya, only a mini bit in my year, you may be. Bibi Baba, now I think I could see you soon, sorry about Habe Kabibi, and so by her knowing I made the mountain permanent yarn and I made our. Because me yarn that horn mean to me, ma. Na tama me yada ho me make say urade ade na no mama yade say in onum so osofo a onum say me yire me ho me ye djuma ma urade eso e bia na onya me pese wo da ho se be ya won nante nko ho na obeye bibi ana se onya me wo different person bia opese wo da na di chire nipa no eti wo kwase wo yare da ho no no afret se kwadwo ana se we say ade we na pese ye and that day people hey. It is a computer was say then, you know. So when you don't want to say. Because I remember by and call no yakan ya dear so yet. But when you are man meant, you know, and I'm my obi fry ye near Huna Domino. People of God, I just want to say that we are to love each other. And the grace of God is going to work for us. Today we are speaking on the theme. grace, love, fellowship. These are the three pillars in Christianity. And if we try to let this happen very well in our lives, our Christian lives will be very fruitful. Even today, among churches, the same church, the same Bible, but different teachings. Why is that so? People of God, let us accept the grace of God and let love flow among us so that whenever we fellowship, the power of God and the presence of God will descend of us. Amen. Now, bow down your heads and let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, today is Trinity Sunday, and you have spoken to us on your grace, love, and fellowship. And we know that we shall be good Christians and we'll be able to do your work if we are able to follow these three pillars. Father, the spirit is willing to do it, but the body is weak. So I'm praying that, Lord, you strengthen the spirit and the body of each and everyone here so that we shall be able to accept your grace. Walk in love and fellowship with each other so that the whole world will know that we are your disciples. We thank you and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.